This is Colourful.
I am now in the wilderness of Guyana in the Caribbean, and with me to talk to me about the beauty of Guyana is the Tourism Authority Director, Indranath Haral Singh. A very good morning or afternoon to you.
Oh, yes. Well, first of all, pleasure to be here and to have this interview and to let our listeners learn a little bit more about Destination Guyana. One of the most pristine country with the most pristine and intact rainforest systems in the world. And it's within this forest, we have the animals of the kingdom, from some of the largest creatures on the planet of its kind, from the river otter to the harpy eagle, to the black caiman, which is also endangered, to the capybara, which is the largest rodent in the world, to the largest spider, to the largest vampire bat, to the largest freshwater fish in the world, the arapaima, to the largest jaguar or cat in South America. So Guyana, even the largest lily, the Victoria Amazonica, the longest single-drop waterfall in the world. And most of all, Guyana is the size of the UK, for those who might not know, 83,000 square miles. 80% of that is covered in tropical rainforest. And our government, through our president, His Excellency Bharat Jagdeo, has pledged to protect and conserve all of our forest. He has been a key figure in the fight against climate change, in the fight against cutting of forest. Now, Guyana's tourism is consistent and matches our low-carbon development strategy. Our indigenous people have, for centuries, been living a very, very low-carbon lifestyle. And they are basically models of how we should live in a very sustainable and in a very, very responsible manner. Guyana is one of the few countries on earth that has adopted as a national policy a low carbon development strategy. We want to preserve the forest and its inhabitants, all these creatures and giants of the kingdom, including the over 840 species of birds that we have. We have 9 different indigenous tribes that live within the rainforests in Guyana. And it's always an experience to visit with them in their communities, to see and experience their lifestyle, their culture, their customs, their way of hunting and gathering.
Now, I'm just thinking, when you mentioned the giant animals, I need to ask you first and foremost, what are you feeding them on for them to be so giant? And when we talk about the 840-odd species of the birds, do you actually have nature trails so that we can see these birds?
Oh, yes, we have a lot of nature trails, and we have, a diversity in terms of not only attractions, and we are not only biologically rich, but we have a variety of geologic landscapes as well, from tropical rainforests to mountain ranges to savannas to wetland areas, coastland areas. And Guyana, matter of fact, the entire coast of Guyana is about 2 meters below sea level. So you can stand right at the edge of the coast and the Atlantic is above you. And it's protected by a seawall that was built by the Dutch way in the 16th, 17th century.
Now, I mean, I have to talk about the hurricane, because for a lot of us, we heard about Hurricane Thomas. Did it affect Guyana in any way? And is Guyana in that hurricane zone?
Okay, no, that's one of the other advantages of coming for a vacation in Guyana. Guyana is completely out of the hurricane belt. We are south of the equator. In addition, I just mentioned Guyana is below sea level. So the tail end of any hurricane would just blow over the land. So we are a very, very safe destination. Matter of fact, we are a safe haven for tourists. We do not have any, and I must emphasize, we do not have any natural disasters. It's an amazing country, 6 races living together, along with 9 indigenous tribes, very, very rich culture, lots of attractions, pristine country, only English-speaking country in South America, amazing food, all kinds of fresh food, the best rum in the world, El Dorado, voted 6 years in a row as the best rum in the world. So you cannot escape the good experience if you were to come to Guyana. And then, we were a colony of the UK, and so there are many persons living here whose parents have been born in Guyana, that was then British Guyana. and many in the over 50s and 60s would have been born in Guyana. It's good to go back and to see the change, the transformation and the development. And we need that kind of support from our former mother country.
You do indeed, and we'll be rushing over as soon as we can. Let our listeners know which website we can go to find out more about Guyana.
Okay, that's visitguyana.com or www.guyana-tourism.com and also on guyanabirding.com.
Okay, and lastly, can you tell us where the majority of your tourists actually come from? What countries or parts of the world do they come from?
Okay, the majority of our visitors actually come from the USA. That's about 51% of our visitors. Another 23% from the Caribbean, about 18% from Canada. It's about 9% and growing from Europe. But what is interesting with the European tourists, including the UK, is that most of our real tourists come from here. Most of the tourists and visitors from Canada and the United States are highly diasporic. A lot of Guyanese living in those two countries.
Indranath Harasinghe, yes, I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that correctly. Thank you so much for talking to us about the beauty of Guyana.
All right, well, it was a pleasure being on this program.
This is Colorful.